You're listening to The Strident Conservative. He's always right.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, The Strident Conservative. A federal judge in Texas blocked Joe Biden from enforcing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. But in the end, it really isn't going to matter. DACA was established in 2012 when Barack Obama issued an executive order ending deportation of illegal immigrants who allegedly entered the U.S. as minors. And despite promises to rescind it, DACA continued during the Trump administration with help from Republicans. In response to a Biden memo instructing the Department of Homeland Security to take all appropriate actions under the law to preserve DACA, a coalition of states led by Texas filed suit against Biden on the grounds that DACA violated the Administration Procedures Act and the Constitution. Federal Judge Andrew Hannon agreed. Biden promises to appeal the ruling, and he called on Congress to pass legislation saving DACA and granting citizenship for up to 11 million illegals, something the House has already done, by the way, with the Dream and Promise Act. Despite Republican objections to the bill, it contains provisions long supported by noted GOP members Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio. The recent ruling to block DACA has some thinking the courts might be the answer to bring an end to the program, but a Supreme Court ruling indicates otherwise. In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled against ending DACA, saying that Trump violated the Administrative Procedure Act. That's right, folks. The Supreme Court protected DACA using the same rationale the Texas judge used to block it. Where all this is leading is a foregone conclusion. DACA, whether through Biden or Congress or the judiciary, will officially remain the law of the land. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you would like to check it out or you want to let me know what you think, visit stridingconservative.com.